Hi everyone, and welcome to Beverage Chronicles. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso. This is the show where every sip has a story. Whether you're diving into your morning cup of coffee, breaking down a perfectly crafted cocktail, exploring wines from around the world, having a nice cold beer, if it's in a glass, we're talking about it. This is where great drinks meet great conversation. Let's get into it. The world is filled with beer enthusiasts and whiskey lovers, but there's no guideline that prevents you from enjoying both drinks. In fact, certain beers and whiskeys even contain similar components, like malted barley, which is a crucial element in many beers and the defining ingredient in the esteemed single malt Scotch whiskey. However, the realms of beer and whiskey are also quite varied, making it challenging to select just one type of beer to enjoy based on your whiskey tastes. With so many choices available, let's determine which beers you should choose according to your whiskey preference. Bourbon holds a special place in the hearts of numerous whiskey fans. Whether it's featured in a traditional old-fashioned or a refreshing mint julep, served in its iconic silver cup, bourbon's flavors of butterscotch, vanilla, and caramel are sure to delight. Primarily made from corn, bourbon can vary slightly, such as in the case of wheated bourbons that include both barley and wheat, yet many of its characteristics remain consistent. Fans of bourbon typically enjoy rich flavors with a hint of sweetness and complexity. When it comes to beer, a barrel-aged stout or a Scotch ale pairs wonderfully as something with toasty oak, vanilla, or caramel notes aligns well with a profile favored by many bourbon enthusiasts. Just keep in mind that the Scotch ale and the Scottish ale are not the same, so be sure to read your beer's label carefully. A well-crafted double bock can also reflect bourbon's warmth and spice while standing out on its own. Rye whiskey offers a unique taste compared to bourbon, featuring more earthy and spicy notes rather than bourbon's sweet vanilla. Rye drinkers appreciate spice, depth, and a bit of a kick. To fully experience these flavors, look for a few select niche beers, such as a well-hopped rye pale ale or even a darker, drier farmhouse ale that will provide the earthy edge that a rye whiskey lover will find both familiar and thrilling. What's the catch? Well, the simple truth is that these beers are not always easy to find, making the search for them all the more rewarding. Although not yet widely popular, enjoying a beer like a rye-focused IPA or India Pale Ale or a Saison can fulfill those cravings for rye. Saisons are known for their high carbonation, spiciness, and a hint of fruitiness, which should align well with the preferences of many rye enthusiasts. Scotland is the leading producer of whiskey globally, with its pride being the celebrated bottles of single malt whiskey. Given the vast production, the world of Scotch is quite diverse. Therefore, it's advisable to categorize your scotches into different types and proceed from there. To begin with the fundamentals, you might simply classify your scotches into smoky and non-smoky varieties. Peated Scotch offers that characteristic smoky campfire flavor that is almost synonymous with Islay Scotch. Consequently, your beer counterpart should possess a similarly smoky profile. Consider trying a smoked beer, especially a Rausch beer or a smoked porter. These types of beers provide that same savory campfire scent. Japanese distillers have refined their whiskey making skills over the years, establishing it as a remarkable category. The spirits are typically smooth and delicate, making Japanese whiskey perfect for a range of cocktails. Explore Saisons or even clean and delicate Belgian-style triples as they highlight bold flavors. They prioritize balance over mere substance. You might also find a rice lager like Hidachino to be beneficial, as it uses the same rice found in sake, resulting in a beer that is light with a subtle hint of fruit. There's a craftsmanship in these beers that reflects the precision of Japanese whiskey, suggesting that a fan of one will likely enjoy the other. Whether you aim to pair based on flavor or simply seek something that shares a similar essence, there's undoubtedly a beer out there for every whiskey aficionado.
I'm Dan Sinclair for Beverage Chronicles. The beer industry is changing fast as consumer preferences shift, new brewing technologies come into play, and cultural trends influence what and how people drink. In 2026, get ready for some thrilling developments in both craft and mainstream beer markets. From daring flavor innovations to sustainability efforts and fresh takes on classic styles, these are the beer trends that will shape the year and determine what fills your glass. While the New England-style Hazy IPA has been the star in recent years, 2026 will see this style evolve and mix with others. Brewers are trying out crossovers, blending Hazy IPAs with elements of sours, fruity beers, and even mixed fermentation to craft beers that boast intense aromas, juicy fruit flavors, and complex layers. These hybrid styles are perfect for drinkers looking for something new without losing the ease of drinkability. Health and wellness trends are also changing how we consume alcohol, and beer is no different. In 2026, low alcohol and non-alcoholic beers are expected to become even more popular. Thanks to improved brewing methods, these styles are offering authentic flavors and mouthfeel with very little alcohol. Many breweries are rolling out high-quality NA versions of classic styles, allowing drinkers to enjoy social moments while sticking to their lifestyle goals. Environmental sustainability will be a key focus in the beer scene of 2026. Breweries are increasingly embracing eco-friendly practices like water-saving technologies, renewable energy, and regenerative agriculture for sourcing hops and barley. Look out for more packaging innovations such as fully recyclable cans, compostable labels, and lightweight shipping solutions that help cut down carbon footprints. Beer enthusiasts in 2026 can anticipate brews that showcase their local terroir. Craft brewers are using regionally sourced ingredients, native grains, local fruits, and foraged botanicals to create beers that are uniquely tied to their place. These offerings resonate with drinkers who want a connection to their community and a sense of place in every sip. Specialty beer styles such as barrel-aged brews and mixed fermentation sours are set to keep thriving among fans. By 2026, craft breweries are likely to push the envelope even more, experimenting with unconventional barrels like maple, rum, or winery barrels, and blending methods that create complex, layered flavors. The mix of funk, acidity, and oak will draw in both seasoned beer enthusiasts and curious newcomers. Packaging is more than just a practical aspect. It's part of the overall experience. In 2026, beer brands will increasingly adopt interactive labels, QR-linked content, and augmented reality features to engage their audience. These innovations provide storytelling chances about the brewing process, ingredient origins, and food pairings, effectively transforming a can or bottle into a digital portal. Collaborations between breweries and even across different industries will continue to be a key trend. Whether it's local taproom partnerships, international brewing projects, or beers co-created with chefs and distillers, collaborative brews highlight creativity and community. These limited releases often turn into instant collector's items for aficionados. Beer lovers in 2026 can look forward to discovering more intricate fruit and botanical infusions that go beyond the usual citrus or berry flavors. Imagine floral, spice-infused, and surprising combinations like yuzu mango saisons or lavender pear pilsners. These innovative flavor profiles mirror a larger trend towards beverage experiences that blur the lines of traditional styles. Technological advancements in brewing, such as AI-assisted recipe development, precision fermentation, and automation, are shaping the future of beer. By 2026, smaller breweries will increasingly utilize data analytics and smart equipment to enhance consistency, minimize waste, and experiment with new yeast strains and hop varieties. For Beverage Chronicles, I'm Dan Sinclair.
Every night's news covers America versus the rest of the world. But what's the difference in the wines that we drink? Well, this is John Mahoney from New Jersey Wine Radio for the Beverage Chronicles, pointing out the main differences. The U.S. consumes more heavy, higher alcohol Cabernet Sauvignon, while Europe and Asia prefer the Bordeaux style, which is lower alcohol Cabernet, blended with Merlot and Cabernet Franc. We drink a lot of Pinot Noir that's darkened with other grapes. Europe enjoys pure Pinot Noir, and it's made in the Burgundy style. America drinks a lot of red Zinfandels, while Spain prefers Tempranillo, and Italy prefers Sangiovese. For whites, we Americans head toward higher alcohol, buttery, oaky Chardonnay. Europe, Asia, and South America consume more Sauvignon Blancs and Pinot Gris, with lower alcohols and less or no oak flavors. The rest of the world likes the Chablis style of Chardonnay, crisp, no oak, mineral notes that highlight foods better than excessive oak and higher alcohols. We are, however, slowly changing our taste as we learn that wine is food and its purpose is to enhance the food items presented during a meal. We name our wines by the grape that made them, or a grape that has at least 75% in the bottle. Europe names their wines with the location or place that the grapes came from, Bordeaux and Burgundy, for example, or Barolo in northern Italy, or Chianti around the city of Florence. Well, this is John Mahoney suggesting you look for lower alcohol wine. 14.5 is my personal maximum, but I like them better in the 13s. Try as many different wines as you can with the same or similar meal. You'll quickly see what works best and what beverage you should use to enhance all your food flavors. In Vino Veritas.
Hello, I'm Leslie Jesperson, your everyday celebrity, and today we are talking about how influence, storytelling, and perception shapes what we buy. So do you ever notice how some drinks just feel important? Like, you're standing in the beverage aisle, minding your own business, and suddenly a bottle catches your eye, and you're like, oh, she is classy, she is premium, she is doing well in life, and she is coming home with me. And you don't even know what's inside yet. That is branding, because every label is like a tiny little press release. And research actually backs this up. So studies show that over 70% of purchase decisions are made right there at the shelf, not after reading the ingredients, not after comparing pros and cons, right there in the moment. So the font is telling a story. The colors, they're setting the mood. And then even the bottle shape, that's giving you the personality of the brand. So before a brand ever becomes part of the conversation, it has to look like it belongs in the spotlight. Your eyes are reading a narrative, a story, before your mouth ever takes a sip. This is positioning in real time. I'm Leslie Jesperson, and if you're curious about how branding, PR, and influence shape what people buy, you can learn more about me at lesliejesperson.com. That's J-E-S-P-E-R-S-E-N.
Really good reports from Dan Sinclair, John Mahoney, our wine expert, and a newcomer. Really excited to have her with us, Leslie Jesperson, a friend of mine from the Atlantic City area. Okay, and that's it for this week's episode of Beverage Chronicles. We have a website, which is beveragechronicles.com, and we're always looking forward to receiving messages from you. We thank you, those of you who have responded to us and have sent us some suggestions and compliments. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. Bye, everyone.